This is the Podvig, a weekly podcast containing reflections and encouragement from Holy Scripture, the saints, their lives, and the hymnody of the Holy Orthodox Church for your Podvig, that is, for your spiritual struggle in the war against the passions. And I am Joel Dunn. Let's get to it. In the last episode, I quoted a phrase from St. Athanasius in his book On the Incarnation that I want to focus on in this episode. The phrase was, "Evil is non-being." St. Dionysius the Areopagite, a Greek convert to Christianity in the first century when Paul preached in Athens at the Areopagus, explains it this way, "Evil is non-existent." This may seem to be a mind-boggling concept, but we can look to Genesis chapter 1 to help explain this concept. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was invisible and unfinished. Darkness was over the deep. The Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the water. Notice that the Christian creation story is not dichotomous, but hierarchical. There is no evil power opposite God, who is inherently good. Rather, God is the only inherently existent one. God created everything that exists, but look at the passage. He did not create darkness. Yet immediately following the creation, darkness was perceived by the Spirit of God hovering over the waters. The creation itself, being without form and void, could not perceive itself. For the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. John 1:5. Therefore, it was only the Spirit of God who perceived the darkness described in the passage. Darkness was not a threat to God, nor was it in opposition to His creation. For He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells in Him, Daniel 2:22. And holy, righteous King David says in the Psalms, "For darkness shall not be dark because of you, and the night shall be bright as day. As its darkness, so also shall be its light." God's response to His perception of darkness covering the formless void was to speak. He said, "Let there be light." God saw the light. It was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Genesis 1:3-4. Therefore darkness, like evil, was not created. Nor are darkness or evil truly opposed to light and goodness, respectively. Darkness is simply the perceived lacking of illumination or knowledge. Likewise, evil is the perceived non-good by that which is good. This is exactly why these two are often paired together in Scripture. Saint Dionysius further explains that evil hath no being, nor any inherence in things that have being. Evil arises not through any power, but through weakness. Evil, though it does not exist in itself, may be realized through sin. Therefore, evil, though it does not exist in itself, may be realized through sin. Remember what God said to Cain in Genesis 4:6, "If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it." And because evil is non-existent, St. Dionysius, much like St. Athanasius after him, recognized that evil is unstable. Therefore, evil cannot create sin, but sin entropically disintegrates that which does exist. This is exactly why St. Athanasius referred to sin as leading mankind into non-being. St. Dionysius says that the evil is therefore a warping, a declension from one's right condition, a failure, an imperfection, an impotence, a weakness, loss, and lapse of that power which would preserve one's perfection in them. And insofar as one does not desire the good, one desires that which hath no being. and this is not desire, but an error of real desire. This is where the concept of the passions arises in Orthodox theology. Essentially, passions are disordered desires. They are energies or desires of our soul or body that have at their root a right and proper end in God, but are misdirected by the evil impulse or suggestion to fulfill them in something other than God. For Saint Dionysius observes that when we act amiss, we do so from a longing for the good, for no one makes evil his definite object when performing any action. Hence evil hath no substantial being, but only a shadow thereof, since the good and not itself is the ultimate object for which it comes into existence. Likewise, Saint Athanasius and Dante both correctly posited that evil is ultimately a mistaken quest for good. Light overcomes darkness without a fight because darkness is absence. So good overcomes evil by the mighty word of God because evil is nothing more than an impotent, twisted whisper that cannot withstand the truth. With this understanding, we can begin to comprehend that suffering in itself, though a product of sin, is neither good nor evil, but by God's grace and through communion with Christ is the one true path to the kingdom of heaven. Saint Nikolai Velimirovich says, "Only the foolish think that suffering is evil. A sensible man knows that suffering is not evil, but only the manifestation of evil and healing from evil. Only sin in a man is real evil, and there is no evil outside sin. Everything else that men generally call evil is not, but is a bitter medicine to heal from evil. The sicker the man, the more bitter the medicine that the doctor prescribes for him. At times, even, it seems to a sick man that the medicine is worse and more bitter than sickness itself. And so it seems at times to the sinner that suffering is harder and more bitter than the sin committed. But this is only an illusion, a very strong self-delusion. There is no suffering in the world that could be anywhere near as hard and destructive as sin is. All the suffering borne by men and nations is none other than the abundant healing that eternal mercy offers to men and nations to save them from eternal death. Every sin, however small, would inevitably bring death if mercy were to not allow suffering in order to sober men up from the inebriation of sin. For the healing that comes through suffering is brought about by the grace-filled power of the Holy and Life-Giving Spirit." Saint Theophan the Recluse encourages us, "So be sober, watch, and pray, and the enemies will do nothing to you." And Saint John of Kronstadt affirms that all possible sins and passions are ready to break into the soul, and strive to do so at every moment, but fight against them valiantly and vigilantly unto your last breath, looking upon them as dreams of your imagination, as illusions of the spirits of evil. And St. Paul tells us, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light." Ephesians 5:8. And again he says, "The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." Romans 13:12. Thank you so much for listening. Please rate, subscribe, and share this podcast with friends, family, or anyone else you think might benefit from it. You can support the podcast or send me a message through the link that is in the description of this episode. And please join me again next time as we make our sojourn on the Podvig of life.